WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump and Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy are expected to make an announcement soon on autism findings. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The entire Trump administration is committed to addressing root causes of chronic conditions and diseases.
President Trump will travel to New York later today for the UN General Assembly. France and Saudi Arabia were joining other nations in recognizing a Palestinian state. CBS's Sam Vinograd.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio actually warned that Israel itself could engage in a counter-reaction to this momentum behind recognizing a state of Palestine.
Charlie Daggett has more on the new restrictions for Pentagon journalists.
Those rules state in part that journalists can no longer gather or report information, even if it's unclassified, unless it's been authorized by an appropriate authorizing official, essentially them.
On Wall Street at this hour, stocks are higher. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Sholly Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. Republican state lawmakers say they want to revitalize the forest industry in northern Wisconsin with a new biofuel plant in Hayward. A new bill would provide $60 million in tax credits and $150 million in state bonding to build the facility. The plant would be a partnership between Wisconsin-based Johnson Timber and Syntec Fuels, a German energy company. Senator Mary Falskowski says the project could create about 150 jobs and generate over $1 billion in annual economic impact. The facility would convert 880,000 tons of wood residue into aviation fuel every year, with at least 80% of that wood coming from Wisconsin forests. Lawmakers say the bill would also improve forest management. They point to a drop in timber harvests since the 2020 closure of the Wisconsin Rapids paper mill. The bill was announced on Monday. If approved, production could begin in 2029. And today is the first day of fall. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Today, the seasons officially shift. It's called the autumnal equinox. Right now, the Earth is perfectly tilted to give us equal hours of daylight and darkness. And I'm sure you've noticed it's darker for longer in the morning now, and the sun is setting earlier too. Shorter days happen fast. In just the month of September, we lose almost an hour and a half of daylight. Which is exactly why the leaves start to change colors now, too. Trees are sensitive to changes in their environment, and the sunlight triggers the tree to produce chlorophyll. That's how it makes energy and why the leaves are green, a process called photosynthesis. So in summer, we simply have more hours of sun available. Now that's being pulled away. Just like our moods may be falling with less light, foliage does too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
For WIRI and WFHR News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs, so Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game they play better than us, and we got to play all four quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Happy fall, y'all. Mostly cloudy today with highs hitting about 70 degrees with showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong, bringing heavy rainfall, high winds, and some hail. As rain continues to roll through our night, patchy fog builds in after it and lingers through tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, some seasonal fun in Wisconsin's many pumpkin patches and corn mazes, plus our weekly visit with Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Alba Show. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Alba.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program from the world headquarters of Civic Media at the crossroads of State Street and Fairchild in downtown Madison. Zommers, a beautiful sky, a few clouds here and there now above the studios in downtown Madison. Taking a look at the Sam Davidson Street Cam. Look at that, bikers going up and down State Street. They're actually going with the light, so that's always helpful. We don't want anybody taking out on their bike.
Uncommon.
But look at that beautiful, beautiful day. Leaves just starting to turn there on State Street. You can always watch it. But you probably want to, if you have an opportunity, dial us up on YouTube. It's the Civic Media YouTube channel. And you can also watch us on Facebook at the All Ball Show or the Todd All Ball Show on Facebook. And you can also see us on the Civic Media Twitter X account as well.
And WMDX as well.
Oh, and WMDX as well. So you'll want to see the video version because at the bottom of this hour, our old friends from Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers, Sean Hanisch and Paul Jaconi Berry are going to be here, only via StreamYard, but they're going to be here live. They have a brand new film out, Wisconsin sports film called No Packers, No Life. It is. I've seen the trailer. We're going to play it for you when they come on. It's fantastic. It's going to give you all the feels, just like the Brewers film did, with a twist. It's not just about Green Bay fans in Wisconsin, but halfway around the world. We'll tell you about it coming up at the bottom of the hour. No Packers, No Life. New film by Sean Hanisch and Paul Jaconi Berry. Looking forward to talking with them. And coming up in a minute, your chance to win cold, hard cash, gold jewelry, and tickets to a club-level indoor seating to Green Bay versus Minnesota in a football game on the professional side in Green Bay.
That is correct.
How am I doing?
We're good.
All right. He's very nervous today. Zommers is very nervous. But first, some breaking news for you. Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to the air on ABC tomorrow night. The network announced in a statement, quote, "Last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation and an emotional moment for our country," unquote. A spokesperson for the Walt Disney Company, which owns ABC, said in a statement to CNN, quote, "It is a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations,
we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday, unquote. Jimmy Kimmel Live was abruptly and indefinitely taken off the air last week after the FCC chair, Brendan Carr, and networks of affiliate stations threatened ABC over comments Kimmel made in a monologue about the MAGA movement's response to Charlie Kirk's assassination. It was really pointed at Trump himself. We played the same clip. It was a couple days after Kirk's assassination, and Trump was on the way to the helicopter, and a reporter, I think it was Fox News reporter, says, "How are you doing, Mr. President, after your friend's death?" And he has a smile on his face, and he says, "I think very well, and right over here is the new ballroom to the White House." Clearly showing this wasn't as big a deal to him as he let on. And I did not watch the whole funeral thing yesterday. I've seen a couple of clips from it. I'm not going to get into it. It's just, it was a Trump rally. That's what it was. Let's just say what it was. In any event, Kimmel is going to be back on the air tomorrow night on ABC. Going to be very interesting how this all breaks out, what the real reasons were. We had Keegan Kelly from Crack.com on last week when all this happened. And Keegan pointed out that a lot of this apparently, seemingly, had to do with the fact that just like Paramount was trying to merge with Skydance for $8 billion and needed the FCC's approval and paid Trump $16 million through a bogus lawsuit as essentially payment for that. Now Disney trying to do a deal via Hulu and other mergers are like $6 billion worth, needs FCC approval for that. And there's a lot, I haven't even gotten to this yet. I mean, here's a Hollywood Reporter story. Ex-Disney CEO Michael Eisner weighs in on Jimmy Kimmel's suspension. Quote, "Where is all the leadership gone?" Former Disney CEO Michael Eisner appeared to take aim at Bob Iger, his hand-chosen successor at Disney, and Disney brass on Friday, as he railed against the decision to suspend Kimmel. As we said, quote, "Where is all the leadership gone? If not for university presidents, law firm managing partners, and corporate chief executives standing up against bullies, who then will step up for the First Amendment?" Unquote, Eisner wrote on a post on X on Friday. Eisner called the decision to suspend Kimmel's show, quote, "yet another example of out-of-control intimidation." He wrote the suspending indefinitely of Jimmy Kimmel's immediately after the FCC chairman's aggressive yet hollow threatening of the Disney company is yet another example of out-of-control intimidation. Maybe the Constitution should have said Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or the press except in one's political or financial self-interest, unquote. Eisner added, by the way, for the record, this ex-CEO finds Jimmy Kimmel very talented and funny. The words of Michael Eisner, former CEO of Disney. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show, uncensored, unabashed, and not afraid to tell a joke. We work for a great company, one guy. Well, I mean, just one owner. We're not owned by a conglomerate, and much to our owner and our CEO's credit last week, they put out a statement internally. He says, we're not going to censor you. You don't have to be afraid. Obviously, fact check what you're saying, but we're not playing that game, and I appreciate that very much.
Yes, yes.
So there you go. Maybe that's the sub theme to the show. Uncensored, unabashed, and not afraid to tell a joke. It's the Todd Allball Show. It's 14 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Get ready. Get set. Time once again to play Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win Contest. Let's go. In hour number two of our show, the 3 o'clock hour, when you hear that music bang on your drum all day, synonymous, That's not
synonymous.
Synonymous. It's a song known for the Green
for the Green Bay football team.
I almost slipped. Here now, Zomer has highlighted this on the instructions for on-air hosts. Do not say.
I highlighted and circled
it. There are several words I cannot say because the lawyers on the 12th floor will ding me. Which, by the way, I haven't been dung very often. All right, here's the news you need to know. Here's the deal. For the next 2 weeks, we're playing on all of our talk shows. It's fantastic. Listen all day long. So every day, we're going to give you a daily prize. One person every day is going to win a daily prize. $200 of cold, hard, green cash and gold jewelry. So you get cash and jewelry.
Yeah, in the past, our conversation has been our contest has been go for the green or gold. Yeah. Now it's go for the green and gold. You get both.
You get both. And everybody who enters is going to be put into the drawing at the end of the 2 weeks for one grand prize for two club level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota football. Green Bay home game on November 23rd of this year at high noon. Plus, we're going to give you a gas card to get you to a game. It's a $1,550 value.
Now that's a deal.
Now that's a deal, as Gail King says. So here's how you play. If you haven't done it, download the Civic Media app. It's free, takes less than a minute. It's what Gail King calls a deal. Download the app at your favorite Apple or Android device. Now open it up. First 10 stations are the ones we're on. Pick the one closest to you or just pick the one at the top. Quite frankly, it's no biggie to me. But open it up. And now in the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text, a little icon, bubble. It says text. All right, click on that. Now I'm going to give you a word for this hour. You have until 4 o'clock to text the following word. The word is score. The word is score. S-C-O-R-E. Score. The Packers need to score in order to win a game. Score. Did I mess it up?
Just don't worry about it.
I try to use it in a sentence.
Yeah, I think that was okay.
I have a speech impediment. I try to use it in a sentence to help people understand. So it's S is in Sam, C is in card, O, R, E is in Edward. Score. The football team from Green Bay needs to score. Is that better?
Yes. And you know the best part of this contest? It's multi-state.
Thank you very much, Summers. It is a multi-state contest, which, by the way, has nothing to do with our earlier story on Bill Berrien's run for governor.
Nothing whatsoever.
The word is score. S-C-O-R-E. Text the word score right now. You have until 4 o'clock to do it. All right? And somebody, at the end of the day, is going to win $200 in cold hard cash. Who couldn't use that? And gold jewelry. Do we know this is real gold?
I believe so.
It is?
To my knowledge.
We've been told it's real.
Also, if you want to enter more times, of course, as Todd says, allegedly, your odds are better if you enter during this show.
But people are saying.
But the contest runs Monday through Friday from 7 to 7, so between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., all the odd hours you can enter. So that's 7 entries a day for that daily and grand prize.
Look at that. Starts out with Kreitlow in the morning. Then we got Jane, Matt, Aaron, Greg, Bach, Matt, Aaron, Air, Tom Hartman. He'll sell you some crypto and then give you a word. And then us. Does he have two words? 11 and 1?
I believe so, yeah.
It
depends on that is just his show. Yeah, he gets two words.
They're giving Tartman two words?
We're going to have to keep that in mind for the results. Some distortion.
Yeah, exactly. Because we've had a friendly wager with our friend over there, Jay Matt Nair. She kicked our rear end last time around, so much so they retired her jersey. Now she's bringing us back. And we have this internal Hartman gets two. He's selling crypto and he gets two words. All right, come on back. We'll talk about Luke Fickell and some other news. And the autumnal equinox. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Monday. Text the word SCORE right now on the Civic Media app. Back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
My name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires, a collection of wealthy Americans who share a profound concern about the dangers of concentrated wealth and power in America. Now, the fact is, you may not care how much money another person has, but you likely do care how much power another person has, especially if they're using that power to rig the rules of the economy to make themselves richer and you poorer. You see, there is a point where money is no longer money, it's power. And when rich people use their money to drown out the voices of everyday people, it threatens the safety and security of us all. Patriotic millionaires don't want to live in a country with a few extremely rich people controlling everything, leaving millions of people struggling to just get by. Luckily, we have a solution. Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Joke. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along on a Monday, September 22nd, 2025, 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. The word to score the gold and $200 cash and a chance to win the grand prize of those great seats to the Green Bay Packer, Green Bay Minnesota football. It's impossible to do this and not have a couple of, just give me a mulligan, all right? Just give me, tell the attorneys on 12th floor to relax.
This contest is not associated with their organizations. There, we're good.
Yes, perfect. The word is SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, SCORE. Text the word SCORE right now. Those professional football tickets for Green Bay and Minnesota and the chance to win the $200 cash and gold jewelry, all right? All right. Got to do this quick. Bottom of the hour. Do not go anywhere. Our great friends Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry from the producers of Just a Bit Outside the Movie are going to be here and announce their brand new film called, I can say this, right? No Packers, No Life. Which is completely different than the other thing we were just talking about.
Unrelated.
All right, time once again for What's Worse. Let's go.
The choice is yours.
You can get with this. Time once again for What's Worse. On this portion, no prize money to give away, nothing prizes involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across the entire state of Wisconsin. Rough Badger game. As Mike Clemens reported, Bucky lost to the Terps of Maryland at home, 27-10. At one point, Many of the students were chanting, "Fire Fickell." Today's what's worse, timely. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says. Badger football in 2025 or Badger football in 1989? What's worse, Badger football in 2025 or Badger football in 1989? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Could also text us, but we're doing this contest at the same time, so might be easier to call. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. What's worse, Badger football in 2025 or Badger football in 1989?
So we're all aware of Badger football in 2025, how Luke Fickell with his famous air raid offense ends
former offensive coordinator's offense. Yeah,
oh, gotcha.
They got rid of him, and now we got Grimey. We got Grimey with the new offense, which the offense is slightly better.
It is improved. Either way, Luke Fickell's Badgers have to clean up a common phrase for radio, crapped the bed.
Yes.
Repeatedly.
Yeah. So
can you illuminate the 1989 Badgers?
For you youngins out there, including Mr. Zombers, who are not alive yet.
Correct.
The head coach of Badger football in 1989, Don Morton. Don Morton, who Dave McClain, great guy, good football coach, got the Badgers to a bowl game, did the best he could, died suddenly and tragically of a heart attack. And they brought in Don Morton for the new era of the Badgers. Brought in something called the Veer offense. And it was pitiful, terrible. The Badgers tanked. And that's when Donna Shalala became the University of Wisconsin-Madison chancellor, hired Pat Richter away from Oscar Mayer. He was the CEO there, former Badger football player and alum, to be the athletic director. And they went and hired the defensive coordinator at Notre Dame away from Lou Holtz after winning the national championship, a guy by the name of Barry Alvarez, who, of course, completely changed the program. So what's worse, Badger football in 2025 or Badger football in 1989? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Jerry Perry, our friend Jeff Perry on the old Facebook line, says, "I believe he was heir to the Morton salt fortune." Don Morton, yes. You're right, Jeff. PJ on YouTube says, "I said from the first day that Fickell was not a good choice. So Badger football in 2025 is worse." Look, there's all kinds of stories. We'll pick up on them throughout the week. Not going to have time to do them all today. But Mike Clemens, our great sports reporter, put me onto this one in SI. Headline, Wisconsin Badgers AD seen with ex-Packers Cowboys coach after endorsing Luke Fickell. Chris McIntosh met with the former Super Bowl champion NFL head coach the day after the Wisconsin Badgers lost to Maryland. Again, to speed up the story, McCarthy, of course, won a Super Bowl with Green Bay, went on to coach the Cowboys, got fired last year, parted ways with Jerry Jones. He still lives in Wisconsin. He has a house somewhere in the greater Green Bay area, and his family lives here. Now, there are reports that his daughter might want to come to Wisconsin to play volleyball. Maybe that's why they were there together. But boy, if I'm Luke Fickell and my boss is sitting in a suite the next day with a guy who's won a Super Bowl, who lives in Wisconsin and is currently unemployed, I'm not sure whether that's settling or not.
I'm sweating.
I'm sweating. Other stories out over the weekend. Great piece in Badger Wire. Headline, if Wisconsin decides to move on from Luke Fickell, who could the target be for the next coach? And in the Journal Sentinel, Wisconsin AD Chris McIntosh weighs in on Luke Fickell after fans chant for the football coach's ouster. Fick's in trouble. I'm just going to say it. I mean, I only half jokingly said at the start of the season that he would not make it through the end of the year and Alvarez would coach at Minnesota for the Axe as interim. It's looking, unfortunately, like a pretty good prediction. Zombers, what's worse?
I'm going to say 2025, just because of the way social media amplifies everything and because of this info from Clemens about the meeting with McCarthy.
I'm going to say Badger football 2025 is worse because in 89, we had no expectations. We were, the bar was so low. But But Luke Fickell, I'm sorry, I'm sure he's a nice guy. He's had going on 3 years, and the fundamentals aren't getting any better. It goes beyond wins and losses. We will talk about wins and losses at Green Bay, a new film called No Packers, No Life, where they discuss it with filmmakers Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Almost Show.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Wisconsin colleges have been back in session for about a month now, but some students came back to some changes in the agriculture curriculums. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now, at UW-Platteville, they made some advancements to ensure students are getting the education that they need for their future. Terry Montgomery, the director of the School of Agriculture at UW-Platteville, is here to share how they have advanced their precision ag area. We'll have that story right after this.
Maybe you remember finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too much carnival food. We all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs to share the fair story. We're accepting entries now, and there are cash prizes. To enter and see full contest details, visit MidwestFarmReport.com.
Now let's listen in to Tara Montgomery explaining the changes to their precision ag programs.
So looking at precision agriculture from the agronomy standpoint and within our ag engineering technology, bringing in more equipment so that students can learn drone work, learn how to take the data that can be generated in the field, and then how to apply it. So not just taking the data, but learning how equipment can be upgraded to be able to collect the kind of data that we want, learn how to position the equipment so that the satellites can pick up the information.
Terry Montgomery, the director of the School of Agriculture at UW-Platteville. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll take a look at how the market's finished right after this.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Like many of us right now, looks like the markets also have a case of the Mondays with cash new crop corn down 2.25 at 4.21¾ and cash new crop soybeans down 14.5 cents at 10.11. December wheat is down 11¾ at 5.10¾. Class 3 milk isn't looking much better with October contracts down 31 cents at 16.87 a hundredweight. November contracts down 35 cents at 1637 a hundredweight. 40-pound blocks are down 4 at 161, and AA butter is down 5 at 170. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
Happy fall, y'all. Mostly cloudy today with highs hitting about 70 degrees with showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong, bringing heavy rainfall, high winds, and some hail. As rain continues to roll through our night, patchy fog builds in after it and lingers through tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, ag, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, we can't read a face. Deep cuts, goes, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind from 2000 to 2009. Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by Professor Howard Schwaber of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We discuss what went down on Friday at the CDC and what that portends for expertise in America. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Monday, September 22nd, 2025. Wisconsin's, I would say, over. I mean, the Brewers, but you got some nasty Twins fans up there in northwest Wisconsin. You got some salty Cubs fans in southern Wisconsin. But overall, I guess got a few of those horned people over Minnesota. But overall, I mean, what's more of a Wisconsin team than Green Bay Packers? We're going to talk about that next. But let me clearly, for the lawyers on the 12th floor, separate and remind you, completely separate from what we're going to talk about right now, we have the Civic Media Green and Gold Text to Win Contest. You can win $200 cash prize and gold jewelry and two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota and a home game in Green Bay on November 23rd at high noon. Text the word SCORE right now on the Civic Media app, S-C-O-R-E. SCORE is the word to text. You have until 4 o'clock to do it to win cash and gold and be eligible for the grand prize at a football game of a professional team that has their headquarters in Green Bay. It is a multi-state contest. Now, completely separate from that discussion, let's talk about the Packers. Joining us, our old friends via StreamYard from the movie Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. That's a whole other bottle of Miller High Life. Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Beery of the new film, No Packers, No Life. Guys, how you doing?
Doing great, Todd. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Really excited to be here.
Well, I happened to see Sean happened to be in town for another project, and he was so kind by threat of verbal NDA, and I'll never speak to you again. He showed me a little clip of the film, and I was instantly in love. And tell us, guys, how did you come to find this film?
Well, yeah, you know, Todd, we had this amazing success last fall with Just a Bit Outside, thanks to you, your listeners, and all the fans around the state of Wisconsin. That film did really, really well in theaters. And so we were doing an encore screening of it in Madison at the Wisconsin Film Festival this spring. Mm. And lo and behold, I saw in the program a movie called No Packers, No Life. And I was like, well, that sounds about the Japanese Packers fans. And I was like, well, that sounds interesting. So I went to see it, and it was a sold out show there at the Barrymore in Madison. Mm. And it was raucous. People loved this movie. So what we did is, you know, I showed it. I got a link to share with our team, including Paul. And we all thought it was such a joyful expression of what it means to be a Green Bay Packers fan that, and, you know, we can get into the story in a minute. But we were like, maybe we can do the same thing with Just a Bit Outside, or with No Packers, No Life, that we did with Just a Bit Outside. And fortunately, our good friends at Marcus Theaters agreed. And they are they're opening No Packers, No Life, this wonderful, joyful documentary about the Japanese Packers cheering squad on October 17th statewide, which is amazing.
I can't wait. And Paul, tell us a little bit about the premise of this story. Because when I first Packers cheerleaders, I'm like, there's a group of, like, you know, young people in skirts and pom-pons. No. Tell us this, where this came from, Paul.
Absolutely. So Ty Morse, who is a businessman over there in Wisconsin, he does a lot of business in East Asia. And he was walking through Shibuya, which is the big intersection in Tokyo, and happened to see a Japanese person walk by wearing a Packers jersey and was like, what's going on here? So he very quietly said, go Pack, go. And the guy turned around and said, "Go, Pat, go!" And then he said, "Go, Pat, go!" And then he said, "Go, Pat, go!" So then this guy said, "Hey, come here. I want to show you something." Takes him up through these alleys and into a karaoke bar upstairs, the middle of this huge building. And there is the Japanese Packers cheering squad. So it's 3 dozen, 4 dozen Japanese people who, for various reasons, have become super fans of the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. And they show up at 2 a.m. on a Monday morning because of the time difference and watch games and cheer on their favorite team. And so Ty said, "You know, this is so incredible. I have to bring them to Green Bay to watch a game." So this film follows that entire story. And it's really, you know, Sean put it best. It's joyful, and it is such a celebration of how the things we love, in this case, you know, the team that we love, the Green Bay Packers, brings people together from across the world. So it's just, it is laughs and smiles from beginning to end. And we could not be more excited to be sharing this with the statewide in Wisconsin, you know, thanks to our friends at Marcus Theater. So we're just thrilled.
And you nailed it, I think, Paul. I know Sean, you and I talked about this. It's a crazy world out there right now. And there's so much divisiveness out there. And boy, anything that can bring us together as Wisconsinites, as Americans, I'm all for. And by the way, Zommers, keep me honest. I talked to you after I talked to Sean. Did I say anything about our conversation that would give anything away?
You said the Wisconsin sports film. Sorry, I can't say more yet. You know, no,
so I kept my word. So now
that's impressive, Todd. Thank you.
Because I was excited, as Sean knows. But now it's okay. We can show the trailer, correct?
Yes. All right.
Please do.
So here from Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry is a trailer for No Packers, No Life.
We're wandering Tokyo and I see a guy with a Packers jersey on. And I'm like, "No way." I just quietly say, "Go back, go." And he shouts back, "Go back, go!" The Japanese Packer cheering team.
Packers number one.
I love Packers. No Packers, no life.
Insanely passionate to a degree which probably most people from Wisconsin aren't.
Wisconsin!
I said, "You guys are welcome to come to a Packer game anytime."
I couldn't believe that.
Why? And who are you?
The Green Bay way is to host, and we say, "Okay, come with us. We'll show you a good time."
We want them to experience the Green Bay way.
This is Green Bay!
I'm a man of action. Go, Pack, go!
Wisconsin is human. The one team in the NFL that's owned by the people.
Gives people a connection that no other team offers.
No Packers. No life.
No Packers, no life. Only at Marcus Theaters on October 17th. We have the filmmakers joining us live via StreamYard. The great Sean Hannish and the great Paul Jaconi Berry. Guys, just like with a bit outside, when Sean showed it to me on Friday and now I'm seeing it just does something to you as a Wisconsinite, Sean.
Well, I think it does because, you know, as Wisconsinites, we kind of, you know, on our sleeve is our heart is on our sleeve. And we say, "Please come visit us. We're like, we're a lot of fun." And so, you know, I love what they say. And it's in the trailer there. All of Ty and his friends, Jada Merritt and Brandon, were like, "We want to show them the Green Bay way," which is essentially the Wisconsin hospitality. And I mean, a lot of these people who are born and raised in Tokyo had never been to the States before. Mm-hmm. And imagine their first stop is Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Right.
And they get immersed in this community with these wonderful people, both wonderful visitors and wonderful hosts, and that they shared a lot more in common than you would imagine. I mean, they compared Green Bay to one of the tourist kind of like vacation destinations outside of Tokyo. Mm-hmm. So there was a real around being a fan of the Green Bay Packers, true lifelong friendships developed. And I think you find that whenever you go anywhere outside of Wisconsin, certainly here in Los Angeles, or when I've been in France and Paris, I've been to Woe's Bar. Every city around the world seems to have a Packer bar and have a Packer following. So this is kind of like just taking, like dipping our toe into what it's like in Tokyo for these folks. And really what they, in a way, it's a, it holds a mirror up to us as Wisconsinites and as Packer fans, and kind of shows us, you know, what we have is really special with the Packers, and people around the world appreciate it.
And time now for my obligatory plug for the great underground sports pub in Hermosa Beach, owned by our friend Kelly Call. When you're in the greater Los Angeles area and you want to take in a Packer game, make sure you go to the underground pub in Hermosa Beach. I've been there. The steak sandwich is fantastic.
You're right. It's the best Packer bar in Los Angeles.
It is. It really is. Paul, talk to it. You guys probably know me. Packers had a rough game. It's been a rough day for Packer fans in Wisconsin today. Just a weird game, losing 13-10 yesterday to the Browns. But Zomer and I were talking before the show, and Paul, talk a little bit about this. I think, and I've always seen the trailer, but to me, anytime that we can see something that we might take for granted through the lens of someone else, it makes you appreciate what this team means to the state.
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there for me. You know, before we made Just a Bit Outside, I had never set foot in Wisconsin. And the welcome that I received over the course of making that film, I mean, subsequently, I've been to Wisconsin more than anywhere else in the country. And the welcome and the hospitality and just the joy and heart of the people of Wisconsin has stuck with me, right? And so when we saw this film that is really about that, I feel like an adoptive son of Wisconsin. Like I'm going to put that on my driver's license, adopted by Wisconsin.
Of course.
Because it is just such a welcoming, warm place filled with joy. And you have so many great things there. And people don't necessarily recognize it until they really come and see what the state has to offer. I mean, yes, Green Bay Packers. Everyone knows the Green Bay Packers. But not until you actually go to Lambeau, not until you actually experience it in person, as I did just earlier this year for the first time, did it click for me. And it really is. This movie is such a love letter to the Wisconsin way. It is such a love letter to the people of Wisconsin. And I am beyond delighted to be able to share this with the people of Wisconsin, so they can, you know, as Sean said, a mirror reflected back to them. They can see just how important and how special of a place they live in. So,
Sean, about a minute and a half before the first break here, but talk to us the minute and a half here up to that, a little bit about how, again, you guys kind of took your experience from Just a Bit Outside, and is it fair to say maybe cleaned up and sweetened some of the visuals and some of the sound to kind of get it ready for greater distribution from the original? Is that fair to say or not?
Oh, I think it's fair to say we took what we learned, yes, from Just a Bit Outside, both the marketing and distribution, but also in, you know, just the storytelling arena of like, what do people expect when they go to the theater? And, you know, we shared that with the filmmakers, Craig Benzine, the director, and Ty Morris, the producer, and they were incredibly amenable. In fact, they had been watching Just a Bit Outside and had seen the film and were like, we kind of want to do what those guys did. And, you know, through an incredible stroke of luck, we met them back there at the Wisconsin Film Festival. And that's the path they're following. I mean, listen, the film it's 90 minutes of pure joy, and it's worth, just like Just a Bit Outside was worth wearing your jersey to, wear your Packer jersey, come early, have a couple of beers, you know, tailgate, and get ready for an incredible joy ride.
It is in Marcus Theater starting on October 17th. We'll come back and talk more about this great film, No Packer Is No Life, with Sean Hannish and Paul Ciccone-Berry after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I think it's time, Terry, that the Lombardi Trophy goes home to Lambeau Field where it belongs.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Earlier this summer, the Trump Justice Department requested states turn over massive amounts of voter registration, balloting, and election administration records. Two states which refused the request, Maine and Oregon, are now being sued by DOJ. The Brennan Center for Justice counts 34 states which received data requests from either the Civil Rights Division, formerly a watchdog for voting rights, or from DOJ's Criminal Division. New Hampshire cited state statutes prohibiting the release of such information, but Indiana confirmed it recently sent DOJ personal information, including driver's license and partial Social Security numbers. Maine received its first request in mid-July, which it declined August 8th, citing a lack of justification. DOJ's statement announcing the suit said, quote, American citizens have a right to feel confident in the integrity of our electoral process, and the refusal of certain states to protect their citizens against vote dilution will result in legal consequences, unquote. Vote dilution refers to alleged widespread voting by non-citizens, an already debunked conspiracy theory from the 2020 and 2024 elections. The Trump administration confirmed last week it was sharing the voter data with the Department of Homeland Security. Secretaries of State Shanna Bellows in Maine and Tobias Reid of Oregon have vowed to fight the request in court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Welcome back to the Tana Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 8 minutes now before the hour of 4 o'clock, top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, followed by a check of weather, sports, or the great sports reporter who brings us all the great Packer news from Lambeau Field. Mike Clemens will be along. And then another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show from 4 until 6. And Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, who I know Sean has been on that program before. And great program from 6 until 8 with Pete Schwabe. All right, completely separate from this interview. Let me remind you, we are finishing up this hour's edition of Civic Media's Green and Gold Text to Win Contest. Up for grabs, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And everyone gets entered in for the grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota football, a Green Bay home game, November 23rd at 12 noon. It includes a gas card. It's over a $1,500 value. The way you enter, go to the Civic Media app and text the word SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, SCORE. Text it right now. It is a multi-state contest. Text the word SCORE right now. Zomers, how'd I do?
We're good.
We made it through one segment without Todd messing up. You need to also score yourself some tickets to a brand new movie called No Packers, No Life. It debuts in Marcus Theaters throughout Wisconsin on October 17th. And here to joining us are filmmakers Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Beery, live from Los Angeles, California via StreamYard. Paul, talk a little bit more about this film in the context of distribution. It's going to be in Marcus Theaters, we know. And how can people get tickets? Because that's the first thing people are going to start texting and asking me, Todd, I want to go. How am I going to get there?
Absolutely. So, first of all, we are going to have a VIP premiere of the film at the Marcus Majestic in Waukesha. Tickets for that are available now at nopackersnolife.com. Mm-hmm. That's nopackersnolife.com. There's a link right there that'll take you to buy tickets to that VIP premiere. We're going to have some celebrities, members of the Japanese Packers cheering squad will be there, along with, of course, the filmmakers. And we're going to have some surprises down the road. We'll be making some announcements about some other folks who are going to be joining us. So keep your ears and eyes peeled. But it's going to be a great night. Recommend getting tickets early to that. And then for everyone else, as we say, the film opens October 17th, Marcus Theaters. Tickets go on sale October 3rd. So those will be available at the Marcus Theaters website or at any of the box offices starting October 3rd. But we want to get the word out early and encourage everybody. As soon as tickets become available, please go out and get them. But tickets are available now for the premiere. So get them while they're hot.
It's fantastic. I can't wait. I could talk to you guys for an hour easy and have a beer. I mean, it's just, you're so easy to talk to. It's so fun. Sadly, we got about 4 minutes left here or so. Sean, I'll let you take it wherever you want to go and talk about what you think people across this state really need to hear about this film.
Well, I think the thing is, you know, we're really, really proud to be Packer fans here as Wisconsinites. And I think, you know, anytime, you know, we're at a game and somebody comes to visit, right, from, you know, New Orleans, you know, a Saints fan or a Rams fan or, you know, somebody like that, a Broncos fan, mm-hmm. you know, we roll out the red carpet for them. We really do. And we're like the nicest fan base, you know, that exists. So I think this movie's about that, but in the extreme. Mm-hmm. And so far as you have these people that are, I mean, they're a world apart. Literally, they're on the other side of the world in one of the world's largest cities. And they are almost more fanatical than any Green Bay Packer fan that I've ever met. That's how much they love this team. And so there's that tells you the magic of the Green Bay Packers, mm-hmm. that they you know, they're people love them around the world. Why? I mean, it's because it's community owned. It's because it's in a city of 100,000. Yeah. It's because, you know, the whole state and the whole region, frankly, the whole country embraces them. I mean, there's a mystique and a charm about Green Bay. And it's so fun through this story to really, you know, I think those of us who are fans still kind of take it for granted.
Paul,
you know, I think we do a little bit.
Paul, what have I not asked you about this film yet you want people to know?
Oh, boy. That's a really good question. I wish I was prepared for that. No, you know, I mean, I think...
What does it mean to you? What does the film mean to you?
The film means to me, you know, I think you actually said it best. The film, this is a film that I think we all need right now. Mm-hmm. It is such a breath of fresh air to spend 90 minutes with people who come together over the team that they love, and they bridge language and culture and time zone and everything else. And I tell you, every time I watch it, and I've watched it a bunch of times now, I feel my shoulders ease. I feel full with, you know, what fandom can do and how special of a place you guys have to call home. So, I mean, it's just all joy and all love.
I said earlier in the show, another story, in college, I had an opportunity to be around a lot of students from Central America. And I learned more about myself through them than I think they got out of the education here. And I get the sense that I'm going to do the same thing as a Packers fan. I'm going to learn more about living in Wisconsin and being a Packers fan and appreciating that more, watching it through people who are seeing it for the first time.
I totally agree. I mean, we're giddy. I was giddy. So giddy about showing, you know, just a bit outside to the folks around the state of Wisconsin. I'm just as giddy, if not more so, because I think people are going to love this movie.
Go to nopackersnolife.com. That's nopackersnolife.com. Zomers has it on the screen, the Chiron. We'll put it up on our show notes. We'll put it in our socials as well. It debuts on October 17th in Marcus Theaters across the state. Tickets on sale on October 3rd. No time, guys. Well, 20 seconds. How about them Brewers? Back to back to back.
Woo!
Oh, no!
That celebration was great. All right, let's Brewers, Packers, Paul Jacoby, Barry, and Sean Hannish have it covered all the time. Guys, thanks for your time. Really appreciate you.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Todd.
Always a pleasure. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Todd saying, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up, especially if you're a Brewer and Packers fan. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
Go, Pack, go.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The Walt Disney Company, which owns ABC, says the Jimmy Kimmel Late Night Show will return tomorrow. Here's correspondent Matt Piper.
In a statement, Disney says, last Wednesday, we made the decision to suspend production of the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. It's a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. It goes on, we have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy, and after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show on Tuesday.
Earlier, hundreds of stars from Hollywood to Broadway signed an open letter urging Americans to defend free speech following the show's suspension. ABC suspended it after Kimmel's comments about conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was killed earlier this month. President Trump called Kimmel's suspension great news for America. He's hosted the show since 2003 and the Academy Awards four times. CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.